and welcome to the Total Energy 6 hours of Spa debrief right here in the middle of the pit lane. And I call it the 6 hours of Spa, but it's probably more like eight. And it's going to be brought to you by Le Mans Ultimate, the official game of the FIA World Endurance Championship. And right now I am joined by the winning car in LMGT3, the number 91, Maurice Richard Yasser. Welcome, guys. Firstly, how are we feeling? You have time to calm down since the press conference and everything?
Well, yeah, it's quite a rollercoaster of emotions today. Coming from a quite nice lead with still 1.5 hours to go until the red flag. Fortunately, all drivers were okay. But it basically compromised our whole strategy because we had to do an emergency stop and then we're all the way at the back of the field. We were hoping for the race to finish, which it didn't, but winning it in this way, it's simply amazing.
And actually, I saw you during the red flag and you looked like so chill. Did you have any idea that the race was even going to restart, let alone what would come after?
Let's say we were thinking it would be finished. So I was relaxed thinking we were winning the race, but then when I heard it was restarting with 1:40 left, I was not looking that chilled anymore.
You looked slightly different after that, maybe. Yeah.
Unfortunately.
And Yasser, you went from what? P3 to P1 in about the last 4 miles, was it?
Yeah, something like that.
Talk me through those final few laps. What was going on with the sister car as well?
Well, firstly, we were doing all sorts of calculations for from megajoules to kilojoules, or whatever the energy number is, to minutes to seconds to percent. Anyway,
we became engineers, basically.
We're in with a chance here. And the sister car, I think, barely made it home. They just didn't, they were going to run out of fuel. They were really running it fine. And we were just, super lucky that the position we had was reinstated.
Good feeling crossing the line?
I think it was an amazing feeling. I hope it doesn't leave us for a while.
And Richard, you've been with Porsche for a little while now. You know your way around here. We found a stat that you got your first win in the LMGTE here in Spa and your first win in LMGT3 in the WEC here in Spa. What is it about Porsche and now the Manti project that just works so well in the WEC?
Well, obviously the team is not far away at home from here, so it's the same height, I would say. From the weather for sure, they have the same weather than in the Nürburgring. I think that when Niki Räder called me last year and asked me if I want to join this crew and this project with WEC and GT3, I was a bit surprised but also very happy, because he told me that with Yasser and Morris we have, you know, really strong team, and racing for Porsche so long, I also know that Manta is a very, very strong team. So I was happy that he asked me, and then we started to test, and we did a lot of testing at the beginning of the year, and we still test a lot. And the preparation of the drivers, of the team, and of the car is really amazing. And therefore, it's I think the reason for the success at the end, because it's really, really hard work. Today, for sure, a bit of luck. First bad luck with a red flag, then luck with the last lap. But it's part of the game. I think the crew work hard, the engineers work hard. We take, chances. We see it as a sport. We risk a bit, and at the end today, we were the lucky ones.
And Morris, you're pretty new to the WEC still. 3 races in. That's not a bad...
Pretty new to the world. He's 19 years old.
Thank you. We always joke he could be my dad, or they both could be my dad.
I just was going to make the joke, and I was like, how do I make that without upsetting someone? So I'm glad someone went... But what's it like coming in so soon and taking that first win?
Well, it's a big relief, to be honest, because I know it was a long time coming, actually, since Qatar. I knew this driver pairing and this team behind it was really able to achieve these results. But now to do it also quite close to home, it's actually a really nice feeling, quite a lot of friends and stuff around. So yeah, it's just a big relief, and I'm really proud of the whole group to be able to achieve this.
And obviously, you're not too far from home. You're Australian, everyone likes you, it's fine. What's the plan tonight? Have you got family and friends here to celebrate with you guys?
There's some family, there's a hotel nearby. I think we'll just have some fun and enjoy it.
It's all in walking distance.
And that is a very smart plan of you. Thank you so much, guys. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you.